This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Marv Raboisai, regularly on Friday we have the Shir on Tefillah. Today I want to show you something on the Haftarah. Usually our Tefillah Shir comes from the Sefer Ion Tefillah of Rab Shimon Schwab. Today we're going to learn from Rab Schwab's Sefer Me'ein Beis HaShoeva. Our regular Tefillah Shir is sponsored by Rabbi Sala Rose of Los Angeles, Leon Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, is Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. Now in the Haftarah we have the conversation where Eshes Manoyach, who the Gemara says has an interesting name, Tzila Lafinas, and she sees the angel, and the angel says, you're going to have the kid, and he's going to be a Nazir, and then Manoyach deals with the angel. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer li v'yata al tishti yayin v'shecha v'al tochli called Tamea, ki nazir alekim yianar min abaten. And Manoyach entreated God, and he said, please Hashem, please send the angel again, and tell us what we should do. So the question, what do you mean what he should do? His wife already told him, he has to be a Nazir. And then the angel came back and said the same thing. He has to be a Nazir. Oh, and then Manoach said, oh, fine. He already heard that. So Rabbi Schwab asked that the tefillah of Manoach is very difficult. He knows what a Nazir is. I mean, he has a Chumash. Open up the Chumash and learn what the parsha of Nazir has to say. Did he want to know the halachas of Naziris of Tar Shabal Peh? There are many Chachamim and Shoiftim he could have asked. He got the report of the angel of Nazir Lekim Yeh Hanar. So what did he daven that the man of God should reveal himself a second time? And even more, when he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem answered, and the angel came a second time, he didn't add anything. He just said, Mikol Asher Amarti Aleishi Tishamer, whatever I told the woman, you should be careful. Whatever comes out of the grape, whatever wine, he's not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to drink. Whatever I told her, you should be careful about. So there are three big questions over here. Number one, what was Manoach davening for? He knows the parasha of Nazir. So what did he want the angel to tell him? He wanted to know the Tar Shabal Peh. He could ask any Chacham. And why did he need to daven that the angel return? And even moreover, when God was entreated by his tefillah, and he decided, and the angel returned, the angel didn't tell him anything. He just said, whatever I told the lady, you should be careful. Says Rav Shwab, Manoach had a very simple question. Manoach knew all the laws of Naziros. His question was not what should be with the kid. His question is, how can I train my child to be a Nazir if I am not a Nazir? Because we know that you could tell a kid do A, B, C, and D, but if dad and mom are not doing A, B, C, and D, the kid is saying, no, I don't care what you tell me, I'm watching what you do. He wanted to know, Manase Lenar Hayivoled. He was wondering, how could Hashem command the father to train a Nazir, Bekedusha, Noisefes, an additional Isurim, if the father's not a Nazir? You know, I once heard from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs that there's an amazing Chizkuni in next week's Parsha, in Parsha's Bahaloischa. What exactly is the issue? Why did God change the system that from Bechorim to Leviim? What was wrong with the original system? The answer is, what was wrong with the original system was in the system of Bechorim. If I'm a Bechor, how am I supposed to learn the Avodah? What, my father is going to send me to Bechor school? You don't learn anything from what they tell you in school. You learn from personal example. And if my dad is not a Bechor, then it's not going to be in my blood, the rites of Bechor. Therefore, God had to make it the Leviim, where a child learns from father and so forth. So therefore, what Manoach's question is, how can I train my child to be a Nazir if I'm not a Nazir? So therefore, God said, Mikol Asher Amarti Eloisha, whatever I told the woman that she should do during her conception, that Tzilafanis was not to drink wine when she was pregnant. You have to be careful. What do you think, Manoyach? If I'm telling you your kid's a Nazir, of course you need to be a Nazir. Goes without saying, otherwise you can't train the kid. Tishamer can mean two things. Simply it means, Tishamer, it could be, the woman should be careful, your wife has to be careful, but it could also mean you should be careful. And the meaning of Kol Asher Tzivisia, whatever I commanded to your wife, you need to be careful, because it's impossible to train kids any other way from the way they see their parents doing. Because children are trained from what they see, not from what they hear. If you tell your kid, no, you should really do A, B, and C. What about you, Dad? No. I'm telling you what you should do. I'm not, you know, I'm already past that. So basically what you're telling your kid is don't do it. Even though I'm saying you should do it, but since I'm not doing it, what I'm really telling you is it's really not that important. So Manoach's question was, how can I train my kid to be a Nazir if I'm not a Nazir? And the answer is, Mikol Asher Tzivisia Tishamer. Of course, God is saying you need to be careful in the laws of Naziros. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, one more offering for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.